All right, good evening. The Divrei Torah should be Lili Nishmas, Moshe Naftoi Ben Chaycha. And Rivka Bas Moshe, the Shomer Shav Aliyah. At the very end of this week's parsha, we have the command, you know, the mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah lo saseh, of having just weights and measures, right? Which is, by the way, very important. There's halacha lamasa if you have, well, right now, everything in this day and age, everything's digital. But in the old days, you had to really, if you had a weight that's off, you have to get rid of it. You're not allowed to maintain it in your house. That's the, you know, the issue is even if, just not even having around, lest you use it. So right after that comes the tzivui of Zechiras Maisa Amalek and Mechias Amalek. So Rashi brings from Chazal, the Smichus of Parshas, that if you lie about your weights and measures, you know, Akosh will send you Amalek. The question is, what's the connection? Why Dafka weights and measures? Is it Dafka weights and measures? Seemingly, why about Gneva? Any Gneva?
That's a windy question.
What?
I always lie about my weight.
Wait.
Right, so why Dafka weights and measures as seemingly any Gneva, but how does it match up with what we find by the original encounter when Amalek came to begin with, 40 years earlier, before Moshe Rabbeinu was saying this, you know, that by Anasosim Hashem Leimor, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imoyin, Vayavo Amalek. So they had problems of emuna problems, Kosh Kol could, you know, provide for them. And then Vayavo Amalek, so seemingly had nothing to do with lying about weights and measures, seemingly, certainly not from stealing with each other, from each other. And Amalek comes, so, you know, so how are we to understand this? Now, I have a sefer and manuscript that I've been pushing off publishing that, you know, the Rambam has, you know, he has a sefer on mitzvahs, and he has his Yad HaChazaka. And the way he grouped together the mitzvahs in the sefer on mitzvahs is a different order than the way he subsequently did in the Yad HaChazaka. And he didn't change his mind about that order, right? Because at the beginning of the Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka, he lists all the mitzvahs saseh, and then all the mitzvahs lo saseh, and it's all according to the order of the sefer on mitzvahs. And then he recaps and says, this is how I'm arranging it in this book. Which means he holds both groupings are true. Right, there's a way to, you know, you could categorize it like this, you could categorize it like that. So interesting, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he puts the mitzvah saseh of having, you know, just weights and measures together with the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishpor Zam Yisecha, you know, to judge people righteously, not to, you know, in any way lean, be biased. Oh, Ma Kesha. Right. That's where he lives in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's right by, you know, the mitzvahs to be just in judging others. Right? When you sit in judgment, not to be matim mishpat. And that's where he has litzadik, you know, to be just in your weights and measure, which is very interesting that the Torah itself uses the lashon of tzedek, justice, by weights and measures. So the chat is like this. The original encounter with Amalek. They asked, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imoyin. What does that mean? Right? They answer, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Olo. Right? Is Hashem with us or not? That's right. That's it. Hayesh Imoyin. And, you know, this should ring familiar. Yesh, the terms, Yesh and Ayin, like Yesh Me'ayin. Right? So the Zohar really discusses it on the spot. As is explained in the Svarim, it says like this, you know, Am Yisrael, it's not the Pshat, they didn't believe in God. Yeah, they just had Kriyas Yamsuf earlier than that, Yitzias Mitzrayim right before that. Right? That wasn't the issue that was frustrating them. Right? The issue that was frustrating was like this, right? There's a, when we say Ayesh Shem Bekirbeinu, like for instance, you know, to paraphrase, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalech the Kerif Machanecha, La'atzil Hashem is in your midst, and that's why you're victorious in war. Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, helping you, but you have to do your shtadlus. Like when he's Bekerif Machanecha, he's in your wits, midst, Bekirbeinu, Bekerif Machanecha, La'atzil, you know, gives you Atzlocha. And then there's when if you go with pure bitachon and no shtadlus, like Esa Einai El Heharim, Me'ayin, Your Bo Ezri. Your help comes out of nowhere. You know, because you have no kivun, you have no direction, right? And the help comes out of nowhere. And that's what the pasuk goes, Ezri Me'im Hashem, Ose Shamayim Vars, just like Olam Hazeh came out of nowhere, Yesh Me'ayin. Right, out of nowhere. Ma'im Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Hashem, Ose Shamayim Vars, Ezra Koshu made Shamayim Vars out of nothing, out of nowhere, he could help you also. Right? So now they were frustrated. You know, they're in the desert. They didn't know, would a hanhaga be Bebchinas Yesh? Or is the Hanhogah B'chinas Ayin? Are we supposed to do something, take matters into our own hands, and our Kosh Kuhu, of course, you know, everything you need, Siyat Tishmai, whatever you do, that's called Yesh. Yesh Hashem B'kirbenu. Im Ayin, Im Shaz, we should just lean back and not make any Hishtadlus. Right? Just earlier, right, in the that same parsha, by Kriyas Yam Suf, what does it say? Hashem Yilochim Lachem, V'atem Tacharishun. Don't even daven. Don't even daven. Should be no ishtalos, not even ishtalos tefillah. V'atem tacharishon. So they were frustrated. You know, when is it a time for ishtalos? When is it a time only for bitachon? Now, there's no easy answer for that. But the problem was like this, says the Zohar. Al nasosam al Hashem leimor, hayesh Hashem bekirbenu oyin. They tested Hashem. I mean, they say, which is it? Is it this? Is it that? Why does it have to be this or that? It could be both. Or it's a sliding scale. Sometimes it's yesh, sometimes it's ayin, sometimes it's a little bit of both. Like we say, you know, we should not try to draw a wedge, right, between these two different hanhagas. That's what we say, just like in creation, creation was yesh me'ayin. So also in our day-to-day lives, it's a sliding scale. Sometimes it needs 90% bitachon, only 10% ishtalos. Sometimes when the issue is more in your hand, 90% ishtalos because there's what to do. Right? And bitachon, you're not supposed to drive a wedge. Like, why did they decide it has to be either or? It doesn't have to be either or. It can be both. In different permutations, different combinations. Lefi the tzorech hashah. And that's what the Zohar says, that al nasosam Hashem. The whole chet was al nasosam al Hashem, that they did ba'orach nisyona. They did it as a test. If they would have asked ba'orach she'ela, they would have just asked the question. It's a legitimate question. What should be the hanhaga now? But they decided it has to be either this or either that. Right? And that's a problem, you know, in the when making a judgment is not just, you know, deciding, you know, zakai and chayev. Judgment is also a call on any given situation. Right? Is the situation hopeless? Is the situation, you know, there's hope? Right? You know, judgment is not just a pu'ula of, you know, deciding zakai chayev. It's really determining the reality. It happens to be applied most often where there's the suffix, where you have two litigants, and you know they're in doubt, and you make a judgment call, what should be the proper approach. We have to make judgment calls on many things in life, and that's called to weigh out the situation, and weigh now when you have a scale, right? There's two things you need, right? First of all, that the scale itself be balanced, and that in the human being would be to have, you know, a straight head, a glatte kop, as they say. And of course, you know, that's what the Isser of Shochat, where the Isser of Shochat comes in, right? Because Shochat could bias you. Right? But then there's another thing. Have correct weight and measures, right? And that is, are you working with correct categories, right? Are you working with correct terms, right? Fortunately, in this day and age, we're talking about tzedek, right? So now they have this new thing. It's called social justice, right? Yeah. And they make up all these types of terms, and they work with these terms. And that's called an ivut of weights and measures. All right? Amalek, Gematria Sophic, Amalek likes to come, you know, and he thrives. You know, he thrives in a where things are not clear, when the terms are fuzzy. Right? And if we ourselves are guilty of that, of increasing confusion and dishonesty, and we don't have rigid definitions, working with correct definitions, so then Amalek comes. And that's what it means. This problem, they said, Hayesh Shem B'Kirbenum Oyim, that was an avera of making a mistake in weights and measures. There has to be, it's either Yesh or Ayim, one or the other. Not true. No, you shouldn't be measuring up the situation that way. It's a sliding scale, depending on the situation, and it could change from moment to moment, whether you have to make more ishtalos or you have to have more bitachon. You shouldn't have decided it has to be either or. That was a mistake in weights and measures, in intellectual weights and measures. And now you can understand why the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs grouped them together, having, you know, correct weights and measures, you know, with being, you know, bitzedek, you know, judging bitzedek, judging justly, right? To make the correct judgment call is you have to be working with the correct, you know, intellectual weights and measures. You know, the apply the correct mida, you know, weights. Weights are midot, right? So there's also in there's intellectual, like midos shatarni dreshes behem, right? So in give an example from DNA Mamas, are you going to apply the mida of yachloku? Are you going to apply the mida of shuda the daini? Are you going to apply the mida of hamotzim chaver lavarai? These are midas, right? You know, principles. Mida is also like a principle. You have to apply the correct principle. So the isser of not having incorrect weights and measures broader than, you know, the principle of it, the idea behind it, is broader than just having, you know, a good scale in your house. So always working with the correct values, right? Real values. And that's, you know, the big challenge that we have, Bizman Hazeh, is that there's a lot of pseudo values floating around. There's social justice and many of political correctness, right? All these types of things. Right? And that's where Amalek thrives. Fake values, fake weights and measures. And that was the real chet over there. And that's why it's not an issue of Geneva so much as lying about weights and measures. When you don't use correctly, rigidly defined terms, right? When your terms are not rigidly defined, use ambiguous Western terms like fair, what's fair, as opposed to the Torah's notions of justice. When you have, you know, the, you know, things that are not rigidly defined, the fi das Torah, right? That's called the aver of not having correct weights and measures. And that's the confusion where, you know, the Yetzer Hara could come in and he could sway you anyway because you don't have solid weights and measures. You're not working with real and absolute values. And that's what it means over here. That if you lie in weights and measures, that means it's not just there are weights and measures in your home, right? But you don't have rigidly defined principles of truth. So you're working with real values, not the values that, you know, the society is trying to put into our heads. If you're not working with real Torah-dika values and always applying the correct midah, right, the correct principle, midah milashim principle, like midah shatarn dress bam, that's when Amalek gets in, and that's the message over here. Don't fub on reality, because that's Amalek's way to get in.